This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. government could shut down next week if Republicans and Democrats in Congress can't reach an agreement on a budget. It has happened back in 1995. All federal agencies are required to draw up contingency plans in case of a government shutdown. If you are planning on doing anything that requires some help from a bureaucrat, or say you want to visit a national monument, you might also need a backup plan. NPR's Audie Cornish tells why.
Other than the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who could be sent home without paychecks, the first people to notice a government shutdown will likely be vacationers like Scott Chazelle.
We were a little concerned. We booked the vacations several weeks before we were aware of the shutdown. And thankfully, we got here just in time.
Chazelle's from Westwood, Massachusetts. He was on the National Mall with his wife and two kids.
I assume we would have been locked out of the Capitol building and the White House and potentially even the National Monuments, which we did all this week.
During the shutdowns in 1995 and 1996, more than 360 national parks from Yosemite to the Washington Monument and dozens of museums closed their doors. And if you're not on vacation, Lisa Ricard of Potomac Falls, Virginia isn't. And she says she doesn't rely on help from the federal government.
I'm not dependent on the government, but I learned a long time ago that that's not where I get my dependence from.
They don't think they do. They'll find out pretty quickly that they do.
That's Alice Rivlin. She headed the Office of Management and Budget under President Clinton.
Things that people need to get approved when they are doing ordinary business like buying a house or processing a loan, those things come to a screeching halt.
The budget office helps agencies figure out what they should and shouldn't close. Back in 1996, the Clinton administration had to call back nearly 50,000 Social Security employees because of backups with new claims and other services. Rivlin says figuring out what's essential isn't so easy.
The one I didn't expect was the laboratory animals. You can't just walk away from the building and leave those animals to starve. You have to have somebody there who will feed the animals. Now, you wouldn't have thought of that.
The rule is that federal workers stay on the job during a shutdown if they're involved in protecting life or property. So last time around, air traffic controllers and prison guards kept working. And you also stay open if your agency's funding source is independent of Congress, like the post office. But take one of the services you might find at the post office.
Thank you for calling the National Passport Information Center. For information in English, press 1.
In the last shutdown, some 200,000 passports went unprocessed. 3,500 bankruptcy cases stopped cold. Because even with all the automated forms, someone has to be on the other end to process them. So take note, any shutdown this spring would run smack into tax season and student loan applications. Now, you know who would get paid? Lawmakers. They're exempt from shutdowns, although some Democrats are pushing a bill to stop their salaries as well. Of course, lawmakers would have to agree to take that up. Right now, they're at a standoff about what to do before next Friday, when government funding runs out. If they can't reach an agreement, vacationer Scott Chazelle says, so be it.
Well, I think it's important to come to grips with a realistic budget. And if it takes a government shutdown for both sides to reach a fair compromise, then it's probably worth it.
So you're fine, especially since you've been on vacation already.
Yes. Right.
Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.